It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and while the first show wraps up its second week of performances at the Tibbetts, getting ready for another big musical coming up next week on stage at the Tibbetts, and also Popcorn Theater rolled into it. And we welcome in kind of a cross-country traveler with us who gets settled into Coldwater Branch County for the summer, and Dennis Dizon is on the line with us this morning. What, originally from the West Coast, you went to school on the East Coast, and now you're here in the Midwest.
Yes, kind of living that nomadic life these past few years, but yeah, I'm enjoying the ride for sure.
San Diego is where you're originally from, but you went to school in Boston at Emerson. What attracted you to go there?
I think it was because it was the furthest away from San Diego. I knew that I really wanted to live on the East Coast and kind of, you know, break away from just like the home life and kind of experience new things and live the city life. And yeah, I loved it.
All right. So you sing and dance. You're choreographing a couple of the shows here, helping to choreograph a couple of shows here for Summer Theater. So did you start early on that track, or how did you first kind of get into the theater end of it?
Yeah, I guess I started theater when I was 9 years old, always kind of dancing. Started dancing before, but I never really started choreographing until college, which is where I worked a lot for my college's dance company. And yeah, that was a kind of a new passion that I kind of developed throughout the college years, and I'm really grateful and excited to kind of continue that after college and into the professional world.
Well, you got a chance to showcase that with Beauty and the Lonely Beast, choreographing that and being in it too, and also now helping with Godspell coming up. This is one of those iconic musicals, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of people are going to come in with expectations and memories from this show, and we're excited to kind of bring those to life at the Tibbetts.
So when you approach something like that as a choreographer, obviously you've got the music, you've got the rest of the book that goes along with this. How do you kind of script that out in your brain on what it should look like dance-wise?
That is a good question. I would say that me and Liz, who's my co-choreographer, we work really well together, which is really nice. And I think that we can kind of see and visualize blocking and movement and choreo through the song. So we kind of take a few listens with each song and kind of talk through just ideas and like what we're seeing in our brains, and then we get on our feet and try to do it. So we've kind of like followed that process throughout all of the songs we've done so far, and it seems to be working.
Well, I know you're early in the process. Obviously, most of the company didn't get here till this past weekend. You've started working, but what are some highlights? What will the dance kind of look like for Godspell?
Yeah, I think that like the score, there's a lot of varying sounds in the music, so we kind of want to reflect that in our choreo. So there's moments where there's, you know, a lot of pedestrian-esque movements, where each actor kind of gets to, you know, make their own choices and kind of, create their own individual character on stage. And then there's also songs where we have more like 5, 6, 7, 8 type choreo, where it's just movements in a combination. So I feel like depending on whatever the audience likes, there'll be something choreographically for everyone.
Obviously, a mixture of cast from this year, some experienced folks coming back, some new folks like you coming to the Tibbetts. Is it fun to kind of go through that discovery process too early in rehearsals?
Oh, it's so fun. This show's just like the nature of Godspell is very collaborative and very devised. So as we're going, we had our first blocking rehearsal yesterday, and it was so collaborative, definitely the most collaborative rehearsal space I've ever been in. And it's fun to kind of just like see everyone kind of revert to this kind of youthful, playful energy. And I think it just creates such a safe and exciting environment to do theater.
Wouldn't it be nicer, though, if the temperatures were cooler?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Pick a hot week to get your rehearsals for dance going for
right.
That. So, well, very cool. So you're in Godspell. Is that the only other show that you're in this summer?
So I was in Beauty and the Beast, which is also running this weekend for Popcorn Theater. And then Godspell, and then I'm also choreographing and acting in The Jungle Book, which is the next Popcorn Theater show.
All right, great stuff. And collaborating actually with Chad Talling, who wrote that version of it for Jungle Book, and then he's obviously directing now Godspell for Tibbetts Summer Theater. So you'll have a cool collaboration with him this summer as well. Well, Dennis, welcome to the Midwest. Is this your first time in Michigan?
It is.
All right. Well, welcome, and we'll look forward to not only seeing you on stage at Beauty and the Lonely Beast coming up this weekend for Popcorn Theater, but also all the work that and the performances you'll have in Godspell coming up. Looking forward to it. Thanks for checking in this morning, all right?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dennis Dizon, who's a member of the cast and one of the choreographers for Tibbetts Summer Theater on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.